Red River Farm Network. Corn rootworm popping up in fields in southern North Dakota this past season. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
Some farmers are noticing corn stalks on the ground during harvest due to corn rootworm. BASF Technical Services Representative Ken Dibert says farmers who had issues with corn rootworm should make a plan for next growing season.
I have heard a few reports of that, of some corn going down or perhaps developing what we call goosenecking, where the stalk starts to lodge and then the corn crop is trying to grow the opposite of gravity, so it tends to gooseneck or curve back upward. And I know just at this point a lot of questions being asked, you know, from farmers, retailers, crop consultants. I've had some conversations around this topic with them. And just trying to figure out where to go next. We just have begun this in the past year here, launched a new corn rootworm insecticide that is intended to be applied in furrow called Nerisma.
Dibert says you need to check the field history and crop rotation.
The first step, I would say, is identifying those fields where they've had a problem. And perhaps there may have been some corn on corn acres where this has occurred as well. And that's certainly depending on the severity of the problem, of course. But if the problem is severe enough, that's certainly something we want to avoid, is planting consecutive years of corn, those corn on corn situations. So crop rotation is certainly key when it comes to a pest like this. Utilizing a product that is going to be effective, you know, whether it's an in-furrow application, like I mentioned with Nerisma, and just controlling those larvae stages of corn rootworm, that's obviously going to be the most damaging.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
Most farmers were